I'm Tyrese Maxey, and you're listening to the 76ers Insiders Podcast.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network, presented by Stern & Cohen Law.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts. Suffering an injury at work can cause physical pain, but also great uncertainty about your rights. You need to retain a workers' compensation law firm that is a winner like our Sixers. A firm that gets some of the best settlements, but is also willing to go toe-to-toe with the insurance company. No settling on the cheap. This is Philly. We have grit and fight in us. Call the workers' compensation law firm of Stern and Cohen or visit their site sterncohenlaw.com. The consultation is free. Stern and Cohen are the official partners of the 76ers. They'll go ring the insurance company's bell. Mo Bamba, welcome to the 76ers Insiders Podcast.
Thank you.
Great to have you. And we talk about the schedule in the NBA, including a game day, but the travel days. When it's a travel day, what city in the league do you look forward to going to most?
This year has definitely been Orlando, just because I'm familiar with the city. I've been there 5 years. Just kind of knew the ins and outs of the city. And it was just great to get back to in the middle of December because of the warm weather.
You got to play in one of the two games there?
Yep, I got to play in one of the two games there. It was a great game. We ended up winning. We won both times down there, which felt really good. But the one that I played in was it was the first game back, and that one felt really good.
And then on an off day, describe your perfect off day.
My perfect off day would probably wake up like around, get a nice little sleep in, like around 10:30, wake up. Have a nice little egg sandwich with some butter, toasted white bread with some buttered, you know, some butter in there. Egg and cheese sandwich. Get to the gym, get a nice little workout, nice little sweat in. Get treatment, get a massage. Come back home, chill basically most of the day. Maybe do another treatment session in there. Maybe a little PT, depending on what I got going on. But other than that, home, video games, chill.
What video games?
I've been playing a little 2K lately. I've been playing Madden a good amount lately.
More of a sports gamer?
Yeah, more of a sports gamer. A little bit of Fortnite since they came back with the old season, but those are the three games.
Your background, New York, the greater Philadelphia area as well. So you saw the NBA from a distance and some of these local teams, but since you've been in the league, is there anything that would surprise fans about life in the NBA or that surprised you?
Yeah, depending on who you are, obviously, and, you know, your family. Some guys are married, some guys are, you know, single, bachelors or whatever, but it's a lot of free time on your hands, you know, and that's both good and bad because that's when you find trouble, depending on who you are, obviously, but it's a lot of free time on your hands. Especially like after practice, you get a lot of free time. But one thing that might surprise a lot of people is just how much of the day like practice may take, you know, and then it's a lot of free time. But for practice will start at like 11, 12 o'clock. Like you're getting in the gym, you're getting at the practice facility at probably like 9. Like today I got in at 8:45, and then you go through like your routine and, you know, you shoot, you lift, you go through treatment. You do film, you do a whole bunch of stuff. So it's like kind of like a, you know, 5-6 hour day, depending on, you know, who you are and how you spend it. But other than that, it's a lot of free time.
And your prep basketball at the Westtown School, you were near the Sixers at that time. Mm-hmm. So now that you're a first year 76er, what's been your best memory?
I remember, I think it was like my senior year or junior year. Daniel Chafer, who's a Villanova legend, he played a preseason game against the Sixers. And I remember, I think KO was on that team. He was like a rookie.
Kyle O'Quinn?
No, KO.
Oh, Kelly Oubre. Kelly the Oubre. Wizards. Gotcha. Yeah, I thought you meant the Sixers team.
No. Kelly Oubre was a rookie, I believe. And another memory I actually have was the first NBA floor I actually like got to like shoot around and play on was the Sixers floor at the Wells Fargo Center. It was like a workout and random day in the middle of the summer. One of our coaches hit me up and he was like, hey, like we're renting out. We got access to the Sixers floor. And I remember driving like 2 hours from New York because I was just so excited to just be out there on NBA floor. I'll find a picture if you guys want it, but it was that was a really cool moment for me.
That is a very cool moment indeed. And for time purposes, we're going to do our rapid fire round here. And other guys have had more time to think about this dinner table question, but we're going to group it into the rapid fire. So you plus four guests, what's your dream dinner table?
Oof. All right. Definitely got to have Barack Obama in there. That's one of the, I don't really get starstruck anymore because I feel like I've met everyone I needed, you know, wanted to ever meet. But Barack Obama was one of those guys, one of those people who I would love to just sit down and just have a chat with. And then the other three could be anybody. You know, I might throw in Kevin Hart because he's not only is he funny, but he's actually very smart, very worldly. You know, he's been around the block, you know, everywhere in the world. So he'd be a cool guy to just, you know, talk to and get some stories from. And then could be anybody.
Let Kevin Hart pick the other.
Yeah, I'll let Kevin Hart bring in some
who's
celebrity
your
guest.
Favorite superhero?
Favorite superhero will probably be Black Panther.
If you didn't play basketball, what sport would you play?
Tennis, maybe.
What would your DJ name be?
Just DJ Mo Bamba.
The vet who made the biggest impact on you as a young player?
Probably Tobias, because I mean, I've known him before coming to the Sixers. I remember sitting down with him. He lived right upstairs from me in Orlando. I remember sitting down with him right before I think my fourth year, and he was just telling me, like, you got to bring it this year, you know. I mean, we were just sitting there chatting and talking about a whole bunch of different stuff, but he's been really impactful with just different stuff, even off the court, like, you know, financial stuff, you know, how to manage stress, expectations, all of that. He's been a really, really good vet for me.
What's your favorite place to visit?
It's a little small village in the south of France named Saint Basile. I went down there with my girlfriend's family, and it was a great trip. You know, it's not really much to do there, but it was warm. It's very scenic. We were like kind of in the valley. Great trip.
What's a place that you would wish to visit someday?
Probably like Bali, like in like that little somewhere, you know, those islands in the Far East right over Australia. I think that's somewhere where I want to go.
This needs to be a specific time, but favorite time of day?
Man, probably like around 2 o'clock.
Favorite color Sixers uniform?
The navy or the red?
A lot of red, because I think wearing it has impacted decisions today. Which teammate would you bring with you to an important family dinner?
None of them. And maybe Tobias, maybe.
And finally, what do your coaches and teammates call you?
Mo.
All right, Mo.
Just Mo.
Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Man. Thank you.
6'8 from France. Boom, boom. Nico Batum.
Nico Batum, welcome to the 76ers Insiders Podcast. Thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
I want to start here. Mm-hmm. How did you become such a good inbounder?
I don't know. I mean, I think I've been doing that for a very long time. I've been put in this situation for a while. I mean, I've been in the NBA for like 16 years now. And I think I've been doing that since my second or third year, like big game situations. I'm kind of used to it now, like playoff games, like late game under pressure. And I'm pretty much used to it now.
16 years.
Yes.
What's the biggest change you've seen in the NBA from when you started until now?
I mean, when I stopped playing, there was like two legit big men, like in the starting lineup. You needed 2 7-footer, like in this state inside to play the game. And now it's just pretty much four guards and one big.
Now sometimes you're the big man.
Sometimes I'm the big man, and sometimes the big man play point guard, like a point forward. It used to be a point forward, now it's point center now. So yeah, a lot of change in 15 years. Still a great basketball.
I love asking international players this question. What do you think the biggest difference between guys that grew up playing in the States and guys that grew up playing internationally is?
I think the way they're teaching you the game of basketball. I mean, the way I was when I was younger, like the way they would teach me the game and the way I play, like when I see, like for example, my son, like when I go to his practice, he's 7 years old, and the way like he's being taught the game is totally different, you know? And But I don't know, like, because we grew up, I mean, we play against pros and grown men very early. We don't really do the college system or the high school stuff. We don't really do it the same way. So when we come in, we kind of know to play the game. I mean, physically, they're way better here. No, this person, like, the crazy stuff, like, they're stronger, they're more physical, they may be more, like, more athletic for sure. But when we come in, like, we've been through, like, okay, we know how to play the game of basketball, we just need to match the intensity and the physical part of here.
What's something that your son is learning that you didn't learn? Or something you watch him learn and you're like, whoa, 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 he doesn't need to do that.
No, I mean, the way, I mean, he's doing stuff like, I didn't know how to do that when I was 7, 8 years old.
So it's positive.
Yeah, some stuff. Okay. I'm just scared sometimes, like, can miss some steps, like the way he play, he will learn the game. But I mean, he's too young, he's having fun, so I don't really care about it right now.
Good parenting.
Yeah.
When you think about you're 16 in the NBA, Philadelphia 76ers, what's the best part of your job right now?
I'm in the NBA. I mean, I'm a basketball player in the NBA. I realize the chance I have, like, you know, we've been there so long. I know I'm not a Hall of Famer, I'm not an all-star or whatever, but I'm still 16 years in this league and still playing, and I've playing time for a very good team. And you know, it's funny because when I'm still on the court, sometimes I see on the coaching staff, guy were drafting like the same years as me or after me, like guy were drafted after me and not in coaching staff or do whatever stuff, and I'm still playing. I'm like, yeah, maybe I done something right.
You shared something with me when we were in Chicago. You talked about having a really good time with this team and enjoying the energy that's here. What's the best part of this team?
You know, like, and especially right now, you know, we're going through tough times, and because we missed your best player, and we're sticking together no matter what. And that's the good part of this team. I mean, you can't have easily guys like pointing fingers, finding excuses, or just everybody go to his own way, like I'm the hero, whatever. No, we, even if it's tough right now, we're still sticking together. No, we're going to work every day, we're going to try to find a way to be successful, and we're going to be okay.
Take me back to young Nico. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite subject in school?
Math.
What was your least favorite subject in school?
French, actually.
Really?
French is tough.
I believe it. I can't speak French.
French, no. Can you?
No, I said I can't.
No, French is not easy, though. I know it's very, very tough.
Beautiful language, though.
It is.
I like listening to people speak French.
It
aesthetically,
is.
Much more pleasing than English, right?
I'm French, so I don't really understand that, actually.
Enough.
People like, a lot of people say that pretty much French is language of love. I'm like, you should really learn her, like, when we talk, like, I don't think is a...
Yeah, it's the language of hate.
Sometimes, yeah. So, yeah. But now, I mean, French is tough. Like, I wasn't really good in French in school.
You're hosting a dinner party, a hypothetical dinner party, tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. You can have 4 guests, dead or alive, people you know, people you don't know. Who do you invite to the table?
My dad. I lost my dad when I was 3 years old, so my dad for sure.
It's a great answer.
Oof. MJ. I want to know, like.
Which one?
Both, actually.
Ooh.
Why not?
Okay.
Both. Yeah, that's a good one. Both, actually. And Nelson Mandela.
Great table. Yeah. What are you guys going to eat?
French food. French and African food.
Awesome. What's something that scares you?
Ooh. Being a dad now changed everything for me. I got 2 kids. We got 2 kids, so I got a boy, 7-year-old, and a daughter, 3-year-old. So now, anything happened to them, yes.
What's the best gift you've ever given someone?
You know, when you got a chance to be successful and buy a house to your own family and make sure, like, your wife and kids, like, are set and you're okay, they're okay. I mean, I think I've done my job. I think that's a gift I've made to them.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
What's the best gift you've ever received?
My 2 kids.
These are good answers. These are meaningful.
I'm dead serious. Like, you know, when before, like, you became like a family guy and a dad, you don't really understand what life is. And since we have our family and my wife, like, gave me those 2 kids, I mean, this is the best gift I ever had, for sure.
Who are you closest to on this team?
Joel. I mean, Joel and I have known each other for a while now. I mean, I met him before he got drafted too. Like, he was skinny and young. And cause we were the same roots, you know, he's from Cameroon, my dad's from Cameroon, my old dad's side and my name from Cameroon. So we have that connection and we both speak French. So yeah, Joel.
Okay, rapid fire round. No thinking, just answers. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Batman.
If you didn't play basketball, what would you play?
Tennis player.
What would your DJ name be?
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
And where would you be DJing? Like south of France, probably?
South of France, yep. For sure. What, my DJ name? Oh, I don't know. DJ Nico. Keep it simple.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Branding is easier if you're just DJ Nico. That's fair. Who's the vet that made the biggest impact on you when you were young in your career?
Brandon Roy.
Favorite place to visit?
France.
Somewhere you've never visited but wish to?
Australia.
Actor who would play you in a movie?
Will Smith.
Favorite time of day?
Morning.
But like specifically what time on the clock?
Let's say 7 a.m.
What's your favorite color Sixers uniform?
Red.
You walk into the locker room, you see red, and you're like, eh. Yeah.
I wish it would bring the black one, 2001, back.
Those are tough. Oh, fan favorite.
Oh, I mean, that was my favorite one.
If you had to bring a teammate to a family dinner, who would you bring?
Not Joel, yeah. He's the only one speaking French, so.
Oh, so he just fits in at the table.
Exactly.
It's just more efficient. I got you. What do your coaches and teammates call you?
Nico.
Nico?
Yeah, everybody call me Nico.
Nico, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.